I'm not going to say it's been short of expectations, but when you lose an athlete like Hannah Graber and what she's capable of, she never really got to show what she was what she was capable of on the mound. As Holzapfel going to beat out an infield single, Kaylin Wagler safe down at second. So first and second for with nobody out for Barive, but you know, going back to Hannah Graber, is she never completely got untracked with that bothersome knee, and you know, also you know, one of the few Vikings, you know, with home run power this year. So although it's a tenuous beginning to the season, the future still looks bright.
Lots of freshmen who have some skills, and you know, they're going to learn a lot this first season and have a chance to win this game and play in a sectional championship tomorrow night. At the plate here is that Michaela Graber?
That is Michaela Graber.
Center fielder, freshman. You talk about a up-and-coming freshman. Look out come August, huh?
Yeah, she's a good-looking athlete, about 6 feet tall, as we've talked about, as she's worked herself into a 2-1 count. Good athlete, and she's never had a bad day, Johnny.
Just a happy-go-lucky young lady.
That one going to be bounced in, 3-1. Johnny, you're going to have to get these North Davies Lady Cougars out of the way.
Yeah, you're having a hard time seeing through them. What are they doing exactly anyway? Oh, they're putting bug spray on.
Well, they need to go put it on behind the bleachers. And next one to Michaela Graber. Going to be launched into the outfield. It's going to be dropped by the center fielder. Everybody had the hold, and it's going to be bases loaded. Nobody out. Michaela gave that ball a ride.
So I guess that goes down as E8.
That's an error.
Looked like Holzapfel was just about called out at second, and didn't slide.
And it was a deal where I don't know if she got far enough down the, you know, down in between first and second, but, you know, it's not a situation where the runners could go too far. And that's going to roll the lineup back over for the Vikings here, Johnny.
Yep. Surely Ed's not coming out. Nope. No visit yet by the Shoals coaching staff. We're getting weird looks, though. I thought maybe the coach was going to come out and talk to his pitcher as she looks to work around the third Jugrock's error.
But it's a 3-0 count.
3-0 count, so you know, you can tell she's flustered out there in the circle.
And next one.
Ball four,
and that's going to walk in a run. So the Lady Vikings take an early 1-0 lead. And I don't want to get too far ahead of the curve here, Johnny, but it looks like the weather has settled here temporarily, at least, as Melissa Wagler going to check in.
Yeah, playing with good fortune, dancing with Lady Luck right now. The weather's good to this point. Another ball here.
Next one, first one to Melissa, going to be a ball. And I tell you what, in spring sports, you know who I root for more than any other team?
I
root for athletic directors and administrators and coaches to get the game in on time.
Yep.
And Melissa going to swing. It's going to be 1-1.
Who knew there was a four-wheeler competition out here this evening?
Coach Brent Dalrymple, Melissa going to bounce one. Good play by the shortstop and a force out at home. Wow.
Nice play.
Nice job by – who is that over at short?
Oh, that's Caden Sutton.
Yeah, Caden Sutton. She charged that ball, almost made a throw on the run. And got the force out at home. So still bases loaded for Barive, but that's a big first out in this 1-0 Viking contest so far.
You know, Sutton's also listed as a pitcher, and you could tell by the way she threw that ball, she threw it overhand very nicely.
That's going to bring
Corinne Corbin.
Freshman Corinne Corbin to the plate.
Corinne was on via fielder's choice earlier. That RBI walk was leadoff hitter Tracy Stahl. I don't know if we got around to mentioning who was at bat when they scored that first run, but Tracy had four balls and headed to first.
Quickly, an 0-2 count on Corinne Corbin.
We had somebody coming on one side and somebody coming on another just to check out who we are and what our credentials are here.
And off-speed delivery right there is going to get Corbin out in front. So Bar-Eve, an out away from two innings in a row, stranding the bases loaded. And that's not what you want to do as Chloe Graber steps in and against a team like Shoals, who did put seven runs up against Bar-Eve earlier this year. If you have a chance to put them down early, you got to put them down.
Chloe Graber, the cleanup hitter for the Vikes, chance to do some real damage. She walked in her first plate attempt. Look at this monster lead. Melissa will grab over there at first.
Next one's going to miss high, 2-0.
Well, the Lady Cougars have cleared out of the bleachers. They headed into the shed to get some cuts in.
Yeah, that's
the advantages of being the home team.
Absolutely.
With a facility to hit.
Next one, 2-0 count swinging, going to be tap foul.
Coach, just from here, and we're 205 feet down the right field line, but from here it looks to me like the Lady Vikes should move up in the batter's box. It looks like the pitches are coming in low.
Mm-hmm.
And looked like Corinne just kind of swung.
Yeah, just out and
through.
Front.
And out. Yeah, so maybe as slow pitcher, you got to move up in the box and try and hit that ball before it drops. What do I know about girls softball? Not much.
Next one to Chloe Graber, going to miss outside, 3-1. So hitters count right here for the Viking cleanup hitter, freshman Chloe Graber.
There's a smash.
Chloe going to line one into left field, but right at the left fielder, and that is going to do it.
Did she catch that barehanded?
I think it was maybe almost caught it against her body. That ball was lined with authority, but a good play by the Shoals left fielder, and that's going to do it. Vikings strike first, but they only get one on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, going to the bottom of inning number two, 1-0 Bar-Eve. Back to North Davies after this 2-minute timeout. Back for the bottom of inning number two, and first pitch swinging, Cassidy Witt going to line one against the left field wall, and she's into second with a stand-up double, Johnny. That was a well-struck ball by Cassidy Witt.
Sure was. And she's the pitcher this evening for the Lady Juggerocks, trying to get that one run back that she gave up in the top half of the second.
And really, she's danced around some trouble so far. Vikings have loaded the bases in both innings, both times with less than two outs, and only a run to show for it.
Three errors, three walks, two hits, but just one run.
Next hitter for the Lady Juggerocks is Kaylee Roush. 1-1 count on her. Next one going to be outside, 2-1. Kaylin Wagler's next offering. That one going to be bounced. Shortstop going to pick it up, look the runner back, throw her out at first.
Nice play by Corbin there to look the runner back.
And not only that, but over at first base, Chloe Graber, you know, as soon as that the ball hit her mitt, she kind of almost ran directly at the runner in case that runner did try to kind of make a delayed move on the way to third.
Caitlin Cooper will be the next hitter for the Juggerocks. She plays first base for them. Looking to move Cassidy Witt, who stands on second.
And first pitch swinging. She's going to swing through it, strike one. Busy week of sports here on the General, Johnny Mullen.
Well, we'll have tomorrow night's championship game, presuming that the Lady Vikes prevail this evening. That's a 7 o'clock start.
And there's another stolen base attempt and another throw by Anna O'Connor that is going to beat the runner to the bag. And for the second inning in a row, O'Connor going to get her defense and pitcher out of a jam. She throws Cassidy Witt out, and that's two down.
Can't figure out what the Juggerocks are doing, taking the bats out of their players' hands, trying to steal third. You're in scoring position, but that's a big break for Bar Eve. In any case, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock start, potentially Bar Eve versus the winner of the nightcap tonight, Lagodi North Davis, and then Wednesday at 5, probably a 4:50 pregame.
4:50 airtime, yeah.
It's Lagodi, Les Page Field, hosting this year's baseball sectional, and the Vikings and Juggerocks again will meet, this time on the baseball field.
Yeah, they certainly will.
So, 5 o'clock start on Wednesday. So those folks that actually work every day will have a hard time getting there.
2-2 count on Cooper. She's going to line one foul down the left field line.
We'll have to get our finals graded quickly before we can hustle down the
line. Yeah, that is a fact, Jack. But, you know, last week's always a busy one, but it's a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Graduations galore this weekend for all the local schools.
And 2-2, change up by Kaylin Wagler, going to be outside. So 3-2 count, two outs.
Two caught stealing by Anna O'Connor at third base.
Next one going to be bounced. Corbin going to pick it up over at short. Throws a strike across the diamond. That's going to do it. Corinne Corbin has been busy tonight. Vikings get around another leadoff double. And at the end of two complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Bar Eve 1, Shoals nothing. Back to North Davies after this two-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park, September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Davies County community for 57 years. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. free. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies, Jenna Lucan leading off the top of inning number three. She is the Vikings' designated player. She's going to bounce one over. Third baseman going to pick it up, throw a strike across the diamond, one up, one down.
So that out gets reported 5-3 in the book here. And we'll see Anna O'Connor. Anna O'Connor has been big on defense so far. The catcher's thrown out two would-be base stealers at third to thwart Scholes' rallies.
Change up. Going to be inside.
Look at the flags kind of died down there. The wind is not whipping the way it was a while ago.
Like I said, I'm not a Kevin Orprett, Jesse Walker, but, yeah, it certainly looks like the weather is lifting.
Wayne Hart. Back in the day.
1-1 now on Anna O'Connor. Next one way high, 2-1.
Scoreboard reflects that each team has just one hit and a couple of errors on each side.
It started like this last week when we had Bar Even Paoli, Johnny. It appeared to be a pitcher's duel, and then all of a sudden the floodgates open. O'Connor going to send one down the left field line, and it is going to be foul.
Ball almost left the park, foul. She got all of that one just a little bit out in front of it. Lady Vikes need to make the adjustment and move up in the box a bit, perhaps. Maybe she has.
So 1-2 now on O'Connor.
Yeah, she's out in front of that pitch
out
as well.
Out front again. Fouled off. Funny story about that. Those left field bleachers over there, Johnny.
Uh-huh.
You were still the principal of LaGuardia High School. I was a teacher at Bar Eve. You may have been at this game. It's 2013. Lady Vikings, the night before, had knocked off North Davies 5-4.
Yeah.
And eventually knocked off LaGuardia 11-0 to win the sectional that
right.
night. Fun story. There was an older lady sitting in a chair, and I don't remember who was pitching for LaGuardia or what was going on as O'Connor bounces another one foul. But it was a situation where Skylar Chestnut was the hitter for Bar Eve, left-handed hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was slapping three foul balls, four foul balls, got into that long at-bat. Who was going to give in first, pitcher or hitter type thing? So the kids, that's where the kids always set in the game, is O'Connor that time going to pop one, and the left fielder going to go over. It's going to be over her head, and that ball is going to be fair this time, and O'Connor in with a stand-up double. So O'Connor straightened it out enough, and the Vikings with a threat here in the top of the third inning. But anyhow, you know, Skyler and this, I forget who the LaGuardia pitcher was, going back and forth and back and forth, and eventually, there's a third or fourth foul ball. I don't know. And this older lady is out there just having a good time. If I remember correctly, she's reading a book, or she's got a book with her.
Okay.
Next Viking hitter, going to bounce it over to third, and the throw is going to be airmailed, and the runner going to be safe at first.
There was a collision at first.
Collision at first. O'Connor going to come around and score. So 2-0, Barrieve.
That's Kalen Wagler, the pitcher who was taken out on that high throw.
Yeah, she bounces right up. Man, that was a collision. About 10 seconds later, Kalen's back on the bag. But anyhow, long story short, this woman is sitting there enjoying a nice day. And next thing you know, about the fourth foul ball, by this time, all the kids are into it, man. It's a contest. Who's going to catch the foul ball? Because in Little League, Johnny, I don't know about you, but in Petersburg, if you brought foul balls back to the concession stand, you could get a snow cone or a Coke or whatever.
At least a piece of gum.
At least a piece of gum. As Kalen Wagler going to steal second base. Well, about the fourth foul ball, this woman gets barrel rolled. I mean, Bill Goldberg spear tackled.
Completely wiped out.
By Buzznip.
Buzz? Not a kid.
Not a child.
Not a child.
Not a child.
Buzz was looking for a free hot dog.
Buzz was looking for a free hot dog. This woman had a grade 4 concussion. No doubt about it. But
Buzz is a competitor.
He is a competitor.
Ultimate competitor, looking to get that ball. Come kids, come old lady reading
a
book.
And I'll tell you the second part of that story that makes that really hilarious. The person that he beat out for that ball, that he beat to, you got to beat him to a spot, right?
Was it his own brother?
Nope. It was state cross-country champion Connor Sorrells.
How does that happen?
So, an aging Buzznip
right.
was faster to a foul ball than the state cross-country champion.
You're not afraid to embarrass that state cross-country champion, are you?
Not every now and then. He needs it.
We will embarrass. I don't think it's possible to embarrass any of the Nips. By
no,
the way.
No, no. Next hitter for the Vikings. Who do we have here, Johnny?
It's Molly Holzapfel.
Holzapfel. There's a brief conference at the mound.
Yeah.
Quickly 2-0 on her.
Nah, I remember what game you're talking about when Barrieve lit it up on the lines.
Yeah, that was one of those floodgates opened type of games, if I remember correctly.
Maybe Chastity Bridges pitching that game, or at least a start, maybe.
Okay. Two and one now, the count on Molly Holzapfel.
Coach, if you check the program, you'll notice that I added the previous sectional 63 champions all the way back to 2009.
Man, good for you.
And there it is, Barrieve, 2013 champs.
And an inside pitch that time going to hit Molly Holzapfel, and now she's got herself caught in a rundown. She's going to be tagged out, but in the meantime, Kalen Wagler is going to score, and I don't know.
So that was a walk and hurry up and hustle to second.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a play that North Davies has ran for years where, you just round the bag and go, and especially in a close game, you know, if you can steal a run like that. I'm not sure Molly wanted to run herself in an out right there, but she's going to do that. And next hitter, first pitch swinging is Michaela Graber. She's going to line out the third. That's going to do it. Barrieve strikes two more times here in the top of inning number three. At the end of 2.5, Vikings 3, Shoals nothing. Back to North Davies after this 2-minute timeout.
Did you realize that you're able to make changes to your Medicare prescription drug coverage each year without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7th. You may change plans or carriers as your medications could have changed during the year. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure that you're getting the best coverage for the best price. 812-254-1987 or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for Built Ford Tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better
deal. Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lana Helms' annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Waterworld of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanahelms.com or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davie, Sage Harker leading off for the Jugrocks, Johnny.
2-1 count as Kalen Wagler looks to have a clean inning here in the bottom of the third. 3-1 now. Pitch just a bit outside.
And after adding to the lead, the last thing you want to do is come in and really give these Jugrocks any life. A shutdown deal right here would be good.
It's going to be ball four. This pitch is just off the plate. Just high and outside, so Harker draws the leadoff walk. And as you said, you score a couple of runs, and then you give their number seven hitter a chance by giving her a free pass here. Now at the plate is Shayna Troutman, their center fielder.
Well, if you're the Vikings, what you want to do is you want to lock them down right here, and they have been on the doorstep of that big inning twice already. And if you hit them with one, I'm not saying a 10-run rule victory is an automatic, but man, it'd be nice to get that and get off the field and get ready for tomorrow night. Kalen's next delivery swung on and missed.
Nothing wrong with getting in and getting out.
1-1 to count.
Madison Burkhead on deck for the Lady Jugrocks.
Wagler's next one going to be bounce foul, 1-2.
I'll be honest with you, those two pitches that are now strikes were both balls, had the batter not swung at them. So I'm just wondering if Kalen Wagler was impacted or affected by that collision at first.
Yeah, that, you know, she bounced up pretty quickly, but man, it was a shot.
She could have jarred a shoulder or anything might.
Next one going to be tap foul.
That's a hit by pitch.
Okay, never mind.
It got in on her.
I thought she checked, swung, and made contact with the ball, but
somehow
no.
it grazed her.
I guess it hit her
hand. I guess
hit her arm or hand. So, first and second for Shoals here.
St. Louis lost their shortstop for a month or more on a pitch like that. Broke a bone in a hand. That's the right fielder Madison Burkhead at the plate. So, Harker walks. Troutman hit by a pitch. Jugrocks will roll the order over in just a minute.
Next, I'm going to miss outside, so 1-1.
Kalen Wagler working through some control issues here. Not missing by much. Corinne Corbin, the shortstop, is the reliever, potentially. They've also got a... Trying to think of who else might come in and pitch.
Michaela Graber pitches.
Okay.
And, I think that's all I know of. Next, I'm going to miss high.
She completely, I mean, in my mind, she looks like a different pitcher this inning than she has the previous two. Take a deep breath here and see if you can't find the strike zone. My guess is she's taking at the plate.
3-1, take all the way.
Walk all the way.
I'm going to be outside, ball four. Shoals with the bases loaded. And nobody out. And that's going to call for a Viking meeting at the mound, Johnny.
Well, I think Coach Jones is coming out just to ask his pitcher if she's all right. 200 plus feet away, she looks like she's struggling. I don't know if that's health related or not, but and she's going to hand the ball over, isn't she?
Yeah, she is going to hand the ball over. We're going to have a pitching change, and we'll tell you who it's going to be and how it's going to go. And we are going to take a timeout. So Bar-Eve leading Shoals 3-0, but Shoals with the bases loaded. Back to North Davies High School after this timeout.
The Washington Chrysler Center is proud to introduce the Chrysler Pacifica Incredible Sales Event going on now. Save over $4,000 in rebates with new 2018 Pacificas starting as low as just over $32,000. Don't be uncomfortable on summer vacation this year. The Pacifica can seat up to 8 with stow-and-go seating for extra storage, power sliding doors and rear hatch, leather heated seats, and so much more. Now is the time to travel comfortably and in style with a new Chrysler Pacifica during the Incredible Sales Event now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center downtown. Washington.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete. Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care?
Back at Bar-Eve, new pitcher for, or back at North Davies, new pitcher for Bar-Eve. That's Corinne Corbin, Johnny.
Corbin's in a log jam here, bases loaded, no one out. And the leadoff batter is the shortstop, Caden Sutton. So, tough position for a reliever to be in. However, she is pitching with a 3-0 lead, is Corbin, so.
And we'll get all of the defensive adjustments here in just a second, but looks like Tracy Stahl over to short. And next one going to be in for a strike, so quickly a two-strike count.
Kalen Wagler now in right.
Wagler to right field. Okay, that's where we're at.
And it looks like Corbin's got a little heat on her pitches, maybe a little faster throwing than Kalen Wagler is. Wagler just didn't look right coming out to begin the bottom of the third.
Next one going to miss high, 1-2.
Corbin, a freshman. Her classmate and freshman, Hannah Graber, down with a knee injury. She'd probably be in the pitcher circle if she was healthy.
Yeah, I think she would have been. I think the plan was to, you know, she was going to be doing a bulk of that by this point of the season. At least that's what I've been told. Next one going to be fouled back, still 1-2.
So Sutton, who reached on an error to start the bottom of the first, looking to cut into the 3-0 Bar-Eve lead, and she fouls another one straight back. Good time for an off-speed pitch, perhaps, Coach, if you could keep it down. You know, you don't want one right down the middle. You don't want to drop your phone either while you're trying to broadcast a game.
Especially when that phone has lineups and all sorts of stuff on it.
Checking on my gate workers.
You're a man of many talents. Next one going to miss up. So 2-2.
No place to put this leadoff hitter. Corbin looks to get a strikeout here. It'd be a big one.
And she got it. So swung on a miss. Fastball. Big first out by Corinne Corbin.
Maggie Shaw will bat next. She was caught stealing. I remember she tried to swipe third base after reaching on a two-base error, and she was thrown out by O'Connor.
There's that changeup. Going to be bounced right back to Corbin. She's going to toss it to O'Connor at home, so
Two outs. Two big pitches from Corbin.
And Corinne Corbin's an out away from getting out of this inning.
So the nine hitter is out at home on the fielder's choice, and that'll bring in Macy Way, the catcher. Still bases loaded, now two outs, as Corbin is looking to get out of this jam.
First pitch. Swung on a miss, strike one.
Social media, here and there and everywhere, for those who have it.
I did see something funny today. I think we discussed this Saturday night when I talked to you on the telephone. Was the fact that this, heck, you may have been on my couch by this point, but it, you know, the Royal Wedding.
Okay.
As we got a two strike count.
Yeah, you told me. I do. I was thinking about that today. It made me laugh.
Not a big fan of the Royal Wedding.
Right.
And, you know, we declared for, fought for, and won our independence from Britain, so we didn't have to watch that crap anymore. Next one outside.
And that was a good
241 years ago.
241 years ago. 242 years ago, something.
You know. So thank God for that. But, you know, I just saw something on the internet earlier today where, you know, Meghan Markle, her dress evidently had a long train or whatever the end of the dress is called.
Caboose.
Caboose, whatever it is. And, you know, instead of like the regular white stuff that's long and flowing, it's the CVS receipt when they ask you, you know. What do they ask you at CVS?
Yeah.
What's your...
Yeah, if you got a rewards card.
Yeah, rewards card, extra care card or whatever. Next, I'm going to be popped up on the infield.
No idea who's catching that.
That's Molly Holzapfel.
All right,
she's going to call everybody off, and Barry gets out of the jam. So at the end of three, complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 3-0 Vikings, back for the top of inning number four after this two-minute timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Davies County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes 160 seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
My name is Aaron Sanders. Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Lagodi.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I probably hear about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitudes are wonderful. It's just, and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the top of inning number four, Tracy Stahl leads it off, bounces weakly to the third baseman, and a good throw by the Shoals third baseman across, and just like that, one pitch, one up, one down.
Tracy had been on base twice earlier with walks and had the first run batted in via a walk, but she's out on a ground ball. So that brings up Melissa Wagler.
Melissa, the sophomore.
Shoals has six errors, according to the North Davies scoreboard.
And Melissa drops a completely perfect bunt. It dies, probably 5 feet in front of home plate. And by the time that pitcher had even picked the ball up, Melissa is standing on first base.
Shoals coach wants to get an explanation here on that fair ball, foul ball call.
I don't understand what the discussion would even be about here, Johnny.
Well, he thinks it was foul. thinks it was picked up, fielded foul. He didn't like the call.
I got nothing for that. That's that was a great bunt. It was fair the whole way.
He set his piece and then some, it looked like.
Kind of got waved off by the umpire.
So a bunt base hit could be the sign of
and there's
something
a
big here.
Big strike by Corinne Corbin. It's going to get into the right center field gap. And Corbin,
he's center.
Heck yeah, she's going to have an inside the park home run.
Yep.
And it just got up against the wall, and Corbin shot out of a rocket. And it's 5-0 Bar Eve. Well struck, and she didn't stop running, Johnny.
Nope, Coach Jones is going to waver. And, yeah, that's an inside the park home run. Even a good throw to, and maybe there was one, I couldn't tell, but even a good throw to the relay wouldn't have had her. So quick infield bunt leads to quick two runs here for the Lady Vikes. Halfway to 10, Coach.
Chloe Graver next. First pitch to her going to be inside for ball one. And Chloe going to bounce one. That's going to be fair down the left field line. Chloe going to turn the corner. And she's going to be into second with a stand-up double. Tell you what, Johnny, every time we've had a game, Chloe Graber's had a nice nice night. I think 3-for-3 last week against Paoli. And it was her last at-bat. She absolutely completely lined one that the left fielder basically caught with her body.
Right. That was
an excuse me out.
That last pitch hit was a double inside the left field line, and Chloe was hustling all the way to second. So let's talk about Corinne Corbin here. Scholes has a little conference at the mound, kind of settle things down. Corinne Corbin, her pitching is what really was impressive there in the bottom of the third as she came on with no one out. The bases were loaded, and she got a big strikeout, a ground ball back to her, and that third out was a pop-up, so she right now is an early favorite as we take a look at down the road passing out some post-game hardware.
Jenna Lucan next. She's going to bounce out to third, and throw going to beat her by about a step, but Chloe Graber going to take third base. So good base running right there. Let's see if Bar Eve can knock in another run, and O'Connor to the plate.
O'Connor's reached on an error and scored a run. So Chloe Graber going to try and steal on this wild pitch. And I say steal, I mean race home, and she's going to score.
And that's going to be a 6-0 Viking lead.
And Chloe Graber gets all the credit. She moved up on the ground out. And she did not hesitate. Short backstop here at North Davies, but the ball kind of got hung up on the backstop, and Chloe Graber slides in unscathed. What's the 6-0 now, four hits, and again, seven now, Scholes airs on the board.
And O'Connor going to pop one, and let's see.
And that was dropped in foul territory.
And the Scholes catcher just overran the ball. But, again, flag's kind of whipping up again. I think that one with a little bit of backspin on it and some wind blowing out created a tough play for the Lady Jugrocks catcher.
O'Connor with new life here. Chance to do some damage with two outs. The Lady Vikes already have three here in the top of the fourth.
Next one to O'Connor, going to miss high.
Shout out to Coach Amber DeCourcy for loaning out the Dodge. The opportunity to be comfortable here in this sweet van we're in. Look at that stroke.
And that ball is up against the wall in left field, so O'Connor continues her hot hitting, and she's going to be into second with a stand-up double.
One hop the wall there. Got over the left fielder's head in a hurry. You have a pinch hitter, maybe. Wondering if that's Lindley Sheets.
Yeah, that does appear to be Lindley Sheets.
Should be batting for Kalen Wagler. Probably a pinch hit opportunity here for Sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Sheets, a freshman. This game's an hour old here as fans begin to trickle in for game two. It'll be the Lady Cougars and the Lady Lions in a big matchup.
And
she's out.
Yeah, one pitch swinging. Lindley going to bounce over to the third baseman. Scholes, third baseman, has been busy. And they're going to throw Lindley out by about a step, and that's going to do it. But Barrie gets three more on the board at the end of three and a half. It is Barrie 6, Scholes nothing. Back to North Davies after this two-minute timeout.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Barrie Sports.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park, September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Davies County community for 57 years.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies, bottom of inning number four, Johnny. 6-0 Vikings.
Lady Vikings taking advantage of some fielding errors and have wiggled out of trouble. Corinne Corbin last inning getting three straight outs after the bases were loaded, and she's going to come back out to the pitcher circle here in the bottom of the fourth.
But the first three offerings to the Scholes leadoff hitter are all going to miss outside. So that's something you don't want to do.
Scholes limited to just one hit so far. Vikes have a couple of errors. But they've kept the Jugrocks off the scoreboard. 3-0 cut there. Looks like she was trying to hit it a country mile.
Well, when you're down 6-0, why not?
Cassidy Witt, the pitcher there at the plate. She's frustrated, to say the least. Her defense has coughed up seven errors behind her.
Next one going to be in for a strike. It's a 3-2.
I don't think Coach is very happy at that 3-1 strike call. Kind of turns his head in disgust. Anything close now, 3-2.
Got to be swinging.
Corbin looking for another strikeout, and she gets it.
And she got it. Good comeback. Good. I think that ball may have been foul tip, yep. But Anna O'Connor hangs on. So one up, one down.
O'Connor doing a great job behind the plate, throwing out a couple of runners. She's going to be in the mix for potential player of the game discussions. And this is Kaylee Roush to the plate. Roush has made several plays at third base.
First delivery to her in for a strike. Yeah, she's been busy down there. Not a lot of action on the right side of the diamond for the Shoals Juggernauts.
Nope.
Next one going to be fouled off, 0-2.
Partly sunny skies here at the softball complex. Raining everywhere else. Lights are turned on.
O2 count. Next one. Took a little bit off of that. Not down completely with the softball lingo, Johnny. That may have been a rise ball.
Okay. They make the ball actually rise as it's delivered.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Next one's going to be bouncing. I can tell you about setting it and hitting it.
Yep.
And shooting it.
I can't tell you why there's a circle out there either, other than the pitcher's not supposed to step out of it when she delivers, I guess.
Yeah, but other than that, I can't.
Can you tell me why they change sides in volleyball there, Coach?
No.
Okay.
No, I can't. Which, you know, that may be.
Pop out to first baseman Chloe Graber there.
Yep,
so
good play by Chloe. Which that may be, you know, more along the lines of, you know, why do basketball teams.
Same deal, right?
Yeah.
The world may never know. Caitlin Cooper up to bat. She grounded out to short. Of course, at that point, Corbin was at short. Tracy Stahl now. And she's going to ground to Stahl at short. And throw over and gets Cooper by a step. Lady Vikes get a 1-2-3, Coach. Yeah,
that's a quick one. Bar Eve needed it. Let's see if they can add on at the end of four complete. 6-0 Bar Eve. Back to North Davies after this two-minute timeout.
Health insurance, it's now more complicated than ever. Are you required to have health insurance? Do you qualify for a subsidy or a waiver? I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. I can help you make sense out of the health insurance issues of today. The annual open enrollment period runs from November 1st through January 31st. During this time, you can sign up for health coverage or make changes to your current plan. Whether you have health insurance questions for yourself or your business, contact me, Marilyn McCullough, at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987.
The Washington Chrysler Center is celebrating the incredible sales event with the Chrysler Pacifica this month in downtown Washington. Big savings on Pacificas up to $4,250 in rebates and new 2018 starting at $32,000. But one step further, they have quality pre-owned Pacificas as low as $25,900. If you need a family vehicle, the Chrysler Pacifica is the car for you. During the Chrysler Pacifica incredible sales event now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Top of inning number five, first pitch swinging. Molly Holzapfel, solid contact, single into left field, Johnny.
Molly has two hits on the evening. She also reached on a walk, so she's been on base all three times. The junior, and at the plate is the nine-hitter, Michaela Graber.
Michaela's.
She's hit the ball hard twice. Reached on an error on the center fielder and lined out to third.
1-2 count on her. That next one going to be floated into left field for a single. So leadoff rally, not rally, but a leadoff threat here for the Vikings.
Tracy Stahl back up.
First and second, nobody out.
One of the nuances that Shoals coach is going to come out for another conference. one of the nuances about girls softball is you have to prevent the bunt, you know, the slap. So the third baseman plays at like 30 feet.
Yep.
But a lot of those hits that you would think would be caught, they're over the third baseman's head, even though they just barely land over the bag.
Yeah.
And that you see that a lot in girls softball. If you play within the or near the base or within the base path, you know, girls will slap and bunt on you all day long. So looks like Shoal's going to have a pitching change.
They are, and that's going to be – who we got here, Johnny?
Number three, Caden Sutton. She comes in from short. She's listed on the program as a pitcher infielder, and so she will relieve Cassidy Witt.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and take a one-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll finish up the top of inning number five, 6-0 Bar Eve, back to North Davies after this one-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Your old gas yard tools may have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has a 40-volt Ryobi cordless trimmer and blower combo kit for just $199. You get the power of gas without the gas. You get two powerful tools running on a 40-volt lithium-ion platform, all for under $200. Try and match that. Come in now for Memorial Day savings on Ryobi's 40-volt trimmer and blower combo, just $199. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 30th while supplies last.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Bobble. Yes. Way to go. Don't step on. Did she step on 30?
Yes, you're on.
Back,
hello.
Back at North Davies, Tracy Stahl going to bounce out to the third baseman.
Well, we were trying to figure out
if she stepped on third.
Right, we were talking about it on air as the reliever, Caden Sutton, delivered one pitch, and Tracy Stahl was ready to rip. And she grounds out. Well, she reaches on the fielder's choice as the third baseman did step on the bag indeed.
And I thought for a second she may have just missed it and kind of froze up on the play, but I guess she got a foot on it.
Well, she bobbled it, but managed to get that foot back, and there's a bunt.
And it's going to be another good bunt, and Bari going to beat it out. That's Melissa Wagler. She has got wheels. If you followed any of the girls' cross-country success at Bar Eve, you know that girl can get down the line.
And she did just that. Lays a perfect bunt down there to load the bases for Corinne Corbin. Corbin had a two-run inside the Parker in her last trip.
First pitch swung on and missed.
So Dad Corey would be happy with a grand slam here,
I
Coach.
Think Corey would be very pleased.
Bat on the ball here is probably going to score a run for Corinne.
And she's going to bounce it hard hit at the third baseman. Or that's actually the shortstop going in the hole to get it. But she keeps it on the infield. One run is going to score.
That was Maggie Shaw at short. That was a major league play.
That was a great play. It saved a run.
It's an RBI infield base hit, but Shaw lays out and she couldn't get back to her feet to get anybody. That was a big-time play for Shaw.
Chloe Graber next.
That ball's on the ground.
And the third baseman going to throw from her stomach as that ball bounced just in front of the third baseman. And she's going to get the force at home.
The Vikes are up there cutting at first pitches. I don't know if Coach Jones is going to try a hitter here for Jenna Lucan.
I don't know what the discussion would be about.
Can you tell if that's Jenna at the plate?
Yeah, that's Jenna Lucan.
Okay. Well, Chloe, safe at first on the fielder's choice. The out was recorded at home. There are two down here as Caden Sutton on in relief of Cassidy Witt.
So base is still loaded. Vikings here. Now that I see it, this may be a substitution. And looking at it.
Looks like Kendall Tompkins.
Yeah, it's Kendall Tompkins. thing about these dark Viking uniforms is it's not always easy to pick those numbers up.
He's giving Tompkins, the sophomore, a chance to hit for Lucan with the bases juiced and two outs.
Next pitch swung on a miss on 0-2 count.
Vikings a couple hits away from.
And Tompkins going to line one into left. And
I think that ball was caught. Nope, not caught.
They're going to say it was trapped. And two runs are going to score. And all of a sudden, it's 9-0, Johnny. I thought it must have rolled out. There's no argument from Scholes.
So Sage Harker out there in left field got a glove on it. The ball must have somehow found the ground. And that's Kendall Tompkins with a two-run single. Tips the score all the way up to 9-0.
That's going to bring Anna O'Connor to the plate.
Connor got a chance to do some favors.
First delivery to Anna O, going to be inside.
Namely, giving the Vikings an opportunity here.
1-0 offering to Anna. That's going to be popped into left field.
Of course it is.
And that's going to be camped under and caught, and that's going to do it. Bari tacks on three more. And the human jinx, John Mullen, is going to send us to the bottom of the fifth. 9-0 Bari. Back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies High School. And we got the bottom of inning number five here, Johnny.
That we do, and the Lady Vikes put up another three runs in the top of the fifth to get to nine. Couldn't quite get that 10th run across. Corinne Corbin back to the rubber to face Scholes hitter. I believe that's their seventh hitter, Sage Harker.
First delivery into her, called strike one.
So Corbin came on in the third in relief of Kaylin Wagler, and she's been very effective. Strike two taken. Certainly has more velocity on the softball. Lady Cougars and Lady Lions fans gathering as they will play each other in game two. Probably, I think about an 8 o'clock start, maybe a little after.
I'd say a little after. 1-2 on Harker.
8:15 maybe.
Corbin sends it in. That one going to be bounced right back to Corinne. She's going to toss it over to Chloe at first. One up, one down.
Corinne, a good athlete, able to field her position. And that was no problem there for the freshman. Coach, help me out. Chloe Graber, also a freshman?
Chloe Graber, not only a freshman, but I know this is going to surprise you, Johnny, but Chloe also a cousin of the coach, Amber DeCourcy. How about that?
Yeah.
And not only that, but Chloe, a niece of somebody that you would know and like very much up here at North Davies, and that's Marlene Schwarzenegger.
Absolutely.
Who basically, not to cut Jed Gerald's legs out from underneath him.
I'm
saying she runs the office.
She pretty much.
And I think Jed would probably tell you that that's the case. In my 5 years at North Davies, she was invaluable.
I think most people know who take care of business in the office.
Yep. So you, in the Wagler side of the family, in my wife's family, you've got what we call the North Davies Wagglers, the Ligoti Wagglers, and the Bar Eve Wagglers. And they are the North Davies Wagglers.
And the hitter here is Shayna Troutman, down 1-2. Lady Vikes had a clean inning in the bottom of the fourth, getting Shoals 1-2-3, and trying to attempt to do the same here.
That one's going to be bounced off and foul.
I'm back. A lot of freshmen out here for the Lady Vikes in black tonight. Invaluable experience. No doubt the underdogs tomorrow evening, but anything can happen come sectional time.
Next one going to be
strike three.
Called strike three. So
it's a backwards K on the score sheet. A lot of letters for Shayna Troutman, an HBP and now a backwards K. That brings in Madison Burkhead. She had a BB, base on balls, earlier.
So Corbin trying to set the rocks down in order.
So you mentioned Coach Ash, Mr. Ash, Mr. Doyle. We're hanging out down at the baseball field, keeping an eye on the weather, having senior night. Any updates from the Joe Rodemaker
Memorial? I've got nothing, but I'm going to guess the crowd is going to be, I'm going to say, a little light at Bar Eve tonight.
The Vikes trying to get a game in here before they play Wednesday. Open the sectional against this same Jug Rocks.
Next one going to be cut on, so 1-2 count.
A lot of good senior boys. A lot of fun guys that you have in class.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Madison, Superintendent Madison, referenced their willingness to make weather calls up to 48 hours in advance yesterday at the senior awards program. He's going to miss Cam and some of the guys, as they were always astute at letting Mr. Madison know when there should be a delay and when school should be canceled.
1-2 offering to Burkhead, going to be called strike three, and that's going to do it. We go to the top of inning number six. 9-0 Vikings, back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne, reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Your old gas yard tools may have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has a 40-volt Ryobi cordless trimmer and blower combo kit for just $199. You get the power of gas without the gas. You get two powerful tools running on a 40-volt lithium-ion platform, all for under $200. Try and match that. Come in now for Memorial Day savings on Ryobi's 40-volt trimmer and blower combo, just $199. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Out through May 30th while supplies last.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Back at North Davies.
That's Lindley Sheets.
Lindley Sheets stepping in. Hello to some of our friends listening in tonight. I saw her husband, Ryan Joe, walk in with her daughter, Hannah.
Hannah coming in via crutches.
But our friend Sarah Knepp, wrangling the other two at home, I'm sure. Homework, baths, and bed. If that's the routine at their house, which I'm 100%.
We know that routine well, don't we?
Certain that it is.
There's no gym tan laundry for us.
I did hear Jersey Shore is coming back as it's a 1-2 count on Lindley Sheets. Is that true?
Well, Hannah might know, but I sure don't.
Would Sarah know? 2-2 now, Lindley.
If it's not about Grey's Anatomy or The Young and the Restless, she probably wouldn't know either.
2-2 offering, going to be bounced. Shortstop going to pick it up, throw it across the diamond, beat Lindley by a step. One up, one down. What's Snooki up to?
Let's hope she saves some of that money and didn't blow it.
If you've never, ever heard the story and you like to be a social media Facebook creeper, while we're talking about bad reality shows, ladies and gentlemen, as the next Viking hitter, going to bounce one over to the shortstop, and ball going to be dropped, and that's going to be Molly Holzapfel, air on the first baseman, or on the third baseman.
Yeah, that's probably the third baseman, low throw.
But you can get on my Facebook pages and see from 3 years ago, 2 years ago, our family vacation pictures, not only with our family, but with Mama June and Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, in the pool, right?
In the pool.
Mike DeCourcy with Mama June.
Mama June. Sugar Bear was there. Yeah.
That really made the trip, didn't it? Just the icing on the proverbial cake.
On the proverbial cake. Michaela Graber in. True or false?
Both.
After 15 minutes of meeting Mama June, my mom bought Mama June a cold adult beverage at the pool. True or false?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's false. She did it 10 minutes after meeting her.
Absolutely not. I was correct then. It didn't take her 15 minutes.
Oh, that was a riot. And Michaela going to walk on four pitches. The funny story about that hotel stay was that there was a Waffle House. I know that's a stunner. It's a Waffle House directly across the street.
All you had to do was say Waffle House, and I started laughing.
There was a Waffle House directly across the street. And here comes Honey Boo Boo. Entire clan had a lifetime ban. On that Waffle House. They were not allowed in.
But they tried to get in.
They tried to get in. So
it'll be anarchy. By the way, Mike, if I've not told you lately, you have a mind like a steel trap.
When it comes to bad trivia, yes, I do. And next hitter for Bar Eve is going to be...
That was Tracy Stahl.
Yeah, that's Tracy Stahl, leadoff hitter. She's going to bounce it over to third. And the third baseman going to pick it up and step on the bag. And now there's two outs.
That shortstop made that play and stepped on the third base bag. Maggie Shaw is making play after play.
Yeah.
Yeah, she literally fielded it in front of the third baseman and stepped on third. Who's this warming up in front of us, Coach?
Next hitter is Melissa Wagler. That's Michaela Graber.
I didn't know she pitched. 6-foot frame, delivering strikes to the one and the only. DK.
So a 2-0 count on
Melissa Wagner.
Melissa
probably not going to bunt here with two outs, two runners on. I know Coach DeCourcy. I know what he's hoping for.
There you go again. Unbelievable.
He's hoping for a clear, unobstructed view of this game.
It's too late. You've set the wheels in motion. 2-1 now on... As I said, at least it's not 36 degrees. This isn't back in the day, Johnny, when you can write Dave Cavanaugh up as his superior. 3-1.
Oh, shoot. I got to spend Dave's last 2 years as a teacher with him. 2 good years for Mr. K at Lagodi.
3-1 now on Melissa Wagler. Melissa going to pop one into left field, and the center fielder going to get under it and make the play. John Mullins still batting 1,000. That's going to do it. We're going to the bottom of inning number 6. 9-0 Barrieve. Back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
I'm back. It's me, Potho. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go. Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies, bottom of inning number 6. Johnny, new pitcher for the Lady Vikes.
That Michaela Graber, the freshman who was warming up right in front of us here, is going to have her chance to throw some strikes. I think she'll face the top of the order, and coach, out to the west here is the bright, beautiful sunshine.
Yeah. What a difference an hour and a half can make.
You look east, and it still looks dark and perhaps wet, but not here where we are. Where's that maniac on the four-wheeler been lately?
I don't know. I used to.
You find a different dirt track somewhere?
He must have. First delivery going to be bunted on. Michaela Graber going to pick it up and throw the Shoals runner out.
That was Caden Sutton. She's the leadoff hitter.
So one up, one down.
Efficiency from Michaela Graber. Hour and a half old now, coach, this contest. And it will go the distance because I'm nothing but a big jinx.
And then a next hitter, high bouncer, Molly Holzapfel. Bobbles, I'm not going to call it a bobble, kind of maybe took a bad hop. It will be an error on Molly. It's going to allow the runner to reach.
Maggie Shaw, the shortstop.
It was going to be a tough play anyhow. Molly had to kind of charge in and to her right, so she would have been thrown away from her body as it was, but
been a while since the Juggerocks have had a base runner. Corinne Corbin pitched the, well, she came on in the third with no one out, gave up no runs, and then threw a clean fourth and fifth. So Shoals had been stymied here to this point. .20 here on the three hitter, Macy Way. Way the catcher. Strike one. Throw down from O'Connor. Shaw back to first base. A lot of freshmen playing key positions here for the Lady Vikes.
Lots of freshmen. Next one's going to be bounced over to Chloe Graber. And break right there for the Vikings as the throw to second base was going to be dropped, but the runner kept right on going, and she's going to be thrown out at third, Johnny.
So Chloe Graber had a chance just to step on first, elected to throw the ball to second. It was dropped, but you're right. The runner kept running, and Holzapfel picked up the drop softball, fired a strike over to third, and Melissa Wagler tagged Maggie Shaw out for the second out of the inning. Bad base running.
John, do we want to tell P.J. Swartz and Trooper hi? Moving on.
Who's this up, Mike? This is Cassidy Witt, the pitcher. Oh, hey, P.J. Sorry. I took me a while to figure out who you were talking about there. I got caught up in the mullet picture from Saturday morning. He woke me up with a text with a picture of my eighth grade hair. Did PJ, and so that was my 15 seconds of protest.
2-1 the count on Witt. That he almost got you like two technical fouls and thrown out of a junior high tournament game one time in a meaningless endeavor with 11 people in it in Marion, Indiana.
Well, you were
you should have throat punched him right then and there.
Again, you have a mind like a steel trap. Red. I had let that go. You know, everywhere I go, fans try and get me thrown out. I don't know why.
Now, it's like there may be a reputation from something you may have done, you know, 15, 20, 25 years
maybe
ago.
When I was a player 25 years
but
ago.
But I'm telling you, friend, you were 110% innocent on this one.
PJ, you dirty dog.
Next thing I know, change up, going to miss eye. There's a meeting between the officials and PJ and John Mullen where PJ's going in saying, it was me, not him. He's a ref.
Yeah. I would never yell at a referee. I am one.
3-2 on Witt.
I just so happen to have the biggest mouth in the gym most of the time.
That one going to be lined back to Michaela Graber in the pitching circle. She's going to squeeze it, and that's going to do it. So we're going to the top of inning number 7. Vikes still in control. It's 9-0 Bar Eve. Back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lana Helms' annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Waterworld of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanahelms.com or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Davies County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
The General. 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies, Johnny.
Corinne Corbin at the plate. Corinne has done a nice job of pitching and also hitting inside the park homer earlier.
And I should mention that, you know, as PJ Schwartzentruber talking trash to us, is Corinne going to pop one into left? Left fielder going to come on and make the play. One up, one down. I'm not going to give the name of that dastardly station or their call letters, but he may have a son on a competing radio outlet. So that's how trusted the DLC Media umbrella of brands, the General 95.9 and Memories 107.9 is. Chloe Graber going to line another single into center, is trusted by even the competitors' families.
Uh-huh.
How about that? Dave Crooks.
Things that make you go,
You have done a whale of a job, friend.
Yep.
Chloe with another hit, standing on first. Next one going to be bounced over to third. And that ball going to be bobbled over there. So now runners at first and second for Lady Vikings.
Nine errors on the Lady Jug Rocks. Yeah.
You get these idiots out of the way.
Oh, no. Honk at them.
That's your posse.
Hey, boys. The lone holdout, Ryan Graber.
Anna O'Connor, first pitch swinging. She is going to pop up to the shortstop.
Respect your elders.
Basically what happened is a lot of Coach Mullen's students over here at North Davies, looks like some of the baseball guys, they jump right in front of our view here.
Six of those boys.
Yeah, those are good kids right there. And next pitch.
It's Lindley being struck by a pitch.
Going to hit Lindley Sheets.
Those six boys had to maneuver out of the way quickly.
Yeah. No, everybody's just having some fun up here.
You know what's cool, though, about Barrio kids, North Davies kids?
They'll talk to you.
Yeah, and they'll do what you ask them to do. Like, they're not going to come back and say no. They're not going to smart off to you. They're not going to give you the finger.
They're not going to get mouthy. They're going to giggle about it and mess around with you for a second. And
they thought it was funny. One of them stayed put just for
comedic relief.
Yeah.
No, good dudes right there.
Those are baseball players. Yeah.
Yep, good dudes. And as you mentioned, that Cougar baseball team, they 9 in a row headed into the sectional. Quite a run for Coach McNabb's squad.
Coach McNabb running the grill tonight.
And Molly Holzapfel going to line one into center. That's going to plate two runs, and it's 11-0 Vikings, and Molly with another hit.
It's a two-run single. Ball lands just underneath the center fielder's glove. So.
And not to change the subject, but speaking of the grill, that was an excellent double cheeseburger.
That's the Grand Slam Burger, the Joe Miley special.
By Coach McNabb earlier. That was
It was pretty legit.
It was hit the spot.
Thanks to Dow for the complimentary media passes.
Coach Brent Dalrymple.
Coming through with a burger and candy and drink. May slip back for some popcorn later.
Mm-hmm. Michaela Graber is next. May. She's going to pop one in the left. Let's see if that gets down. Nope. Left fielder is going to make the play, and that's going to do it. But we're going to the bottom of inning number 7, 11-0 Vikings. Back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Scientists tell us that Earth is overdue for a huge solar flare. Bad news, it'll probably fry our electronics and technology. Good news, we'll all get a spectacular tan. Well, a good place to hunker down for the looming sunpocalypse is Motel 6. You'll get a great low rate on a great room under a roof and save more for other stuff like sunscreen or a nice big hat. Well, I'm Tom Baudette and we'll leave the light on for you. Or maybe not.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
back at North Davies, pinch hitter for the Lady Jugrocks.
Hadley Scott. Hadley Scott wearing number 15, a freshman. And she'll head to first. What happened there? Did she get hit?
I think she got hit, too.
HBP hit by pitch.
Side on the leg. Michaela Graber. Going to miss inside, so. Leadoff runner here for the Jugrocks, Johnny. Mm-hmm.
That's Michaela Graber pitching. She's on in relief of Corbin. Corbin relieved Wagler, and that's going to be a double down the line. Foul.
It would be double. Yeah, just foul.
It was Caitlin Cooper. Smoked one down the left field line.
Yeah, good contact.
Caitlin Cooper, the sixth hitter. Hadley Scott hit for Kaylee Roush. So, Shoals' last chance here. They are down to their last three outs for the 2018 softball season.
Next one going to be bounced in, 1-1.
I can tell these baseball boys are really wanting to line this fence. Some of them may have to go out on the field and get it prepped for game two. So,
yeah.
Kind of hovering about.
Uh-huh. Next one cut on and missed.
You know, like I said, though, you know, this school, your school, we get cooperation. Other places, we may have gotten somebody mouthing us. So, says a lot about the kids.
Yeah, it certainly does.
We're lucky to teach and coach where we do.
Next offering from May going to be bounced in.
2-2.
And now O'Connor having a hard time picking it up. Shoals runner going to trot down to second.
Bar Eve Eastern update, nothing?
We got nothing, dude.
Well, it was a tune-up for the Vikes as they get ready for sectional play. And we will have all that coverage for you. Tomorrow night's softball sectional championship at 7. Here on the General 95.9, correct?
Mm-hmm.
As well as a baseball sectional opener between Bar Eve and Shoals. That happens Wednesday at 5 at Les Page Field in Lagodi. Short drive for us.
A lot more negotiable than this. Is that one going to be popped up and out of play?
Of course, it rains in Lagodi.
Yeah.
Doesn't rain out this way.
Oh, my. That one's going to be fouled out of play.
What's the wife doing tonight, Coach?
I'm going to guess.
Corralling the kids.
Corralling the kids.
Dane's in the garden.
Dane's. It's a big day yesterday. Next one's going to be popped up and out of play. It's a little bit of a battle. Yeah, I got some. We'll have sweet corn for you, Johnny. You know, we'll have all sorts of.
Plenty of pumpkins, from what I understand.
Plenty of pumpkins. The children, your children will have. Plenty of things to carve.
Ample opportunities to carve out some pumpkins.
Next one going to be bounced. Third baseman, actually Michaela going to pick it up and throw the runner out by a half step.
That's Cooper out at first.
And a Shoals runner down to third, but, you know, at this rate, Bar Eve, they just want outs.
Yep. Michaela Graber, I know you're high on her for a lot of reasons. Namely, she's 6 foot and can hit a volleyball, but her ceiling, athletic talent, improvement, it just continues to climb, in my opinion.
In that freshman class, there are just so many good boys and girls athletes, and that's, you know, I've talked about it on the broadcast last week. There's just so many people that can do, you know, so many different things. And, you know, it's easy for me to get caught up in volleyball world, but the cross country freshman had an outstanding season. There was a bunch of them that played softball. Obviously there are a few that played basketball. The tennis team won the sectional last week. They're in the Jasper Regional tomorrow. Gracie Madison, not only a varsity tennis player, but a volleyball player as well. So, you know, it's not just like they're good at one thing. They're capable in so many different things. Is Michaela going to get
Sage Harker down on strikes.
Sage Harker to strike out. So, yeah, just a lot of versatility is the way, you know, that I would describe it. They're good at a lot of sports and not a lot of specialization.
Yeah. Where I'm coming from, though, is, you know, in that class that you talk about with all those great athletes, maybe she was under the radar coming up through the grades. Sometimes you can pick out a special player early on, and sometimes those special players don't necessarily get a lot better. But someone like her, maybe you can see the talent, but it takes a while to develop.
And then, you know, there's a lot of people I remember, you know, going back to volleyball while you were at Ligoti, Christina Ziegler. You know, Christina Ziegler did the deal where one summer she was already 5'8" or 9" or whatever, and she comes back her freshman season and she's 6'2", and it's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
She's 6'2".
Right.
You know? And like I said, I can speak on it from a volleyball angle as Shoals down to their last strike right here, but you know, when especially females, they make that one last growth spurt, you know. Even in being 6 feet tall as a softball pitcher, you're that much closer to home plate when you release the ball.
Sure you are.
Next delivery going to be high, 2-2.
Well, there's no doubt about the fact that these freshman girls are a talented group in all the sports at Bar Reef.
Next one going to be bounced in, 3-2. And as we said, good luck to the Lady Viking tennis team down at Jasper tomorrow night.
They've got a good chance, right?
Yeah, got Bloomfield in the opening round, just like last year. They have Washington and Jasper in that other match. Grizzly Adams over here.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Going to be bounced over. Third baseman going to pick it up, and that's going to do it. So Bar Eve picks up an 11-0 win over Shoals here tonight. And they're going to move into tomorrow night's sectional championship game, where they will take on the winner of North Davies and Ligoti. And that first pitch is set for 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We're going to take a 30-second timeout for our post-game sponsors. And when we come back, we'll have all the post-game show. We will set up tomorrow and get ready for game 2. Bar Eve wins it tonight over Shoals, 7-0. Back to North Davies after this 30-second timeout.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
The General. 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies. Vikings win it tonight. 11-0 over Shoals. On to the sectional championship tomorrow night. Getting ready for round 2. Ligoti and North Davies getting ready. A little bit of hardware to pass out here tonight. Johnny, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tell us who you like. And tell us why.
Well, we're going to go with a freshman. Of course, that's no surprise, as Bar Eve starts several freshmen. But this freshman came on as a relief pitcher in a crucial spot. That's Corinne Corbin. Corbin came on in the bottom of the third. The Vikes leading 3-0. The bases loaded, no outs. Precarious position for the pitcher. And Corbin gets 3 consecutive outs, holds Shoals scoreless, throws a 4th and 5th inning cleanly, and also delivers an inside-the-park home run. And that combination of timely pitching and excellent hitting makes Corinne Corbin tonight's Bill Dobson Four-Tough Player of the Game.
All right, freshman Corinne Corbin. She is tonight's Bill Dobson Four-Tough Player of the Game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Well, that's going to do it tonight. Like we said, busy week of action here on the General 95.9. Join us tomorrow night. Myself and John Mullen once again, sectional championship game here at North Davies, and it'll be Bar Eve and the winner of Ligoti and the Lady Cougars. And then on Wednesday night, it's first round of the baseball sectional, Bar Eve and Shoals from Ligoti, and that's a 5 o'clock first pitch, airtime set for about 4:45, 4:50 on Wednesday night, so a busy week. I'd like to thank everybody back at the station. I'm talking us through a little technical difficulty. It started with Dwayne Shake and our favorite guy, Cannon Shake, and then ended with Andy Morrison. So a team effort tonight to bring you Bar Eve Lady Vikings softball, and we will do it again tomorrow night. So, Vikings win it tonight over Shoals 11-0. For my friend Johnny Mullen, for Andy back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time, I'm Mike DeCourcy. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.